For the 8th consecutive year, Princeton University's Prison Teaching Initiative hosted a dozen formerly incarcerated undergraduate students this summer. WHYY's New Jersey reporter Kenneth Burns tells us the program, which concluded earlier this month, is quickly becoming a national model.
They did the crime and the time.
I had a couple of different sentences, drug-related and then aggravated burglary with 15 years total.
I was convicted of aggravated manslaughter. I got a 30-year sentence, 22 with an 8 running wild.
This is my second incarceration. I got a 12-year sentence under the NARA Act, which means I had to do 85% of that time. I did 10 years, 2 months, 11 days.
This summer, these individuals were part of a cohort of interns in a STEM program at Princeton University. The program, which ended August 2nd, pays a stipend and gives support and mentorship to the interns who gain practical experience. PTI's director, Dr. Jill Stockwell, says her team has been running the internship program since 2017.
What we've been doing ever since is really creating a model of inclusive student support for formerly incarcerated interns that we hope to scale and sustain.
And scaling they did. With support from the National Science Foundation, Princeton has created a toolkit for similar STEM internships at Howard, Tulane, and San Francisco State Universities. While Lee Palmer, one of the summer interns, hasn't touched a computer in more than 2 decades, taking a computer science course on a whim, he knew he had a lot of catching up to do.
I have to put myself in position to help others be a part of it. And so right now I'm on a mission to build curriculums and programs that are going to help inner city youth be more involved with STEM.
Palmer's classmate, Mary McCrary, says she is grateful for the opportunity.
Hopefully, thanks to this internship and the platform it's already given me, actually makes change for people who come after me, who are coming out of prisons, who want to get an education, who want to change their life, who want to make a difference. This will help me advocate for that.
Christopher Etienne, student engagement coordinator for the program, says the internship allows students like Palmer and McCrary to work with an academic mentor.
You'll have like a faculty mentor, so that's somebody who actually opens their lab and allow you to work inside of that lab and study and work on your research. You will have a day-to-day mentor, which would be a graduate student that's already engaging in that research that you're going to be participated in.
There's also peer-to-peer support to help the interns adjust to campus life. The Princeton alumni class of 1994 regularly steps in as mentors as well. The camaraderie among the dozen students in this year's program was strong. Dwayne Horn is in the humanities track.
These stories that these men and women have shows you that whatever you think the status quo is, whatever you believe something looks like, if you take your schema of academia or intellectualism, it looks like something, no, it doesn't. It looks like what you make it.
Dr. Stockwell says there are students who are currently incarcerated that are ready to be full-time Princeton students, and that the Ivy League institution has a role and a responsibility to provide the highest quality education to them. Each year, the end of the summer program is marked by a luncheon. In addition to the faculty and staff, family and friends of the interns attend to celebrate an important milestone in the students' lives. Stockwell says it's always a wonderful occasion. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.